If you're curious about the prosecution of apartheid-era crimes, then the next segment is for you. Former apartheid-era policeman João Rodrigues has appeared at the South Gauteng High Court. He was facing charges relating to the 1971 murder of anti-apartheid activist Ahmed Timol. Rodrigues is believed to be the last person to have seen Timol alive. In court today was the nephew of Ahmed Timol, Imtiaz Kaji. He joins us on the line now. Imtiaz, good afternoon to you, and thank you very much for your time on Afternoon Drive. What actually happened in court today?
Good afternoon, Joanne, and once again, thanks for hosting me. Look, this was the third court appearance that Rodrigues had made since Judge Palimote made his ruling on the 12th of October last year. And after lengthy discussions between the legal teams, Judge Monama ruled that Rodrigues needs to appear back in court next week, Monday. And, you know, he was very, very assertive, and he made it very clear to Rodrigues' legal team that they need to complete and submit their legal documentation as they are seeking a permanent stay of prosecution against their client. And again, he emphasized the importance of this matter being fast track, and he will not tolerate lengthy delays on the part of the defense team.
Yes. We know Rodrigues is an old man. What do you think his chances are of convincing the court that he should receive a stay of prosecution?
Look, Joanne, you know, it's very difficult to understand. I mean, he's 79 years old. His version of events that my uncle had dived out of a window in his presence, he had seen no marks or injuries on my uncle's body. It's just difficult to comprehend when we've had forensic pathologists and a trajectory specialist who all testified at the inquest hearings last year on the number of antemortem wounds on my uncle's body, that they could have only been inflicted on him prior to him falling. So Rodrigues' version of events is very difficult to believe. And hence, as always, Joanne, you know, we continue to reach out to Rodrigues, even at this late stage,
yes,
that if he's prepared to make full disclosure and full confession, explaining his role in the cover-up, you know, we can look at some sort of a legal arrangement you know, set an example for the rest of the country that it's not too late for, you know, for perpetrators and victims' families to have genuine reconciliation.
Yes. And how do you see that happening? Tell me, because I think, I mean, that there's a risk that Rodrigues takes here. If he tells the whole truth about what happened, he then possibly re-implicates himself, perhaps even deeper in what went on. So although he might achieve reconciliation with the family and a clear conscience, there's the risk that, of course, I mean, he sets himself up for further prosecution.
No, it's a very valid point, Joanne, but at the same in the same context, you know, we're trying to create a new precedent in this country where we are allowing perpetrators or offering perpetrators an opportunity to make full disclosure. Now, if he's prepared to make a full disclosure at this late stage and the family accepts the full disclosure, you know, we can then encourage other perpetrators to come forward, because these are lengthy, lengthy court delays. You know, Joanne, we should not forget that he's got three legal representatives.
Mm.
He's got an attorney on record. He's got another attorney representing him. And he's got another senior counsel, which you and I as taxpayers are covering his legal bills.
Yeah.
So apart from the fact that, you know, he's entitled to these privileges in a democratic South Africa as an alleged or the perpetrator of this heinous crime, you know, the state still covers his legal expenses.
Mm.
And obviously, if we can amicably resolve this particular matter, you know, we can set a precedent, you know, for other perpetrators and victim families to, you know, to come together so that these matters get deferred away from the courts of law and they get resolved out there. And, you know, we can have a genuine process of reconciliation.
Yeah, indeed. So this is a conversation we are going to continue to have with you as this case develops. But thank you so much for putting us in the picture as to what happened today in court, Imtiaz. Imtiaz Kaji is the nephew of the late murdered Ahmed Timol.